Hello, Lamar.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit now. How are you? Is this Lamar?
Yes.
Hi, Lamar. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. You clicked in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee paid leave. Did you click on that on purpose, or was that an accident?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. I'm talking to you through my watch, and I can't hardly hear you. Let me get my phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi. Is this Amy?
Yeah, this is Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes.
So I got a notification that you clicked on the dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guarantee paid leads.
Oh.
Did you click on that on purpose, or was that maybe an accident?
No, I clicked on it, but yeah, I want more leads. How does that work?
So Google Guarantee is guaranteed paid leads, okay? And with the Google Guarantee paid leads, have you ever done a search on Google and seen the search result that produces at the very top of the page that says Google Guarantee? Like, if you look up, say you look up HVAC contractor near me.
Mm-hmm.
At the very top of the page, it'll say Google Guarantee. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Okay, so Google Guarantee is Google's service that's a pay-per-lead service that they built to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with this particular service, what it does is it lists you at the very, very tippy top of the page in the guaranteed section on Google. And what Google is guaranteeing is that you are a quality service provider and that you've gone through certain background checks and a vetting process. So they actually back your work up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance through the Google Guarantee program.
Okay.
Okay. Now, with that being said, have you ever done anything like ENG's List or Thumbtack, Home Advisor, any of that stuff?
No, not yet.
No, I haven't. Okay. Okay. So this is a program where you pay only per qualified lead. So the upfront things on this that I need to know is, can you pass a background check?
Yeah.
Do you have business insurance for the company?
I'm bonded.
Okay. And do you maintain the licensing for your area?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. Okay, that's good. All right. So the upfront cost on this is a one-time $250 application fee. What this does, this goes to get the company Google Guarantee certified and verified. Do you have any face-to-face employees, any employees that are going out and making estimate on behalf of the company?
No, I do that myself.
All right, perfect. So you're the only one who would go on the application itself? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and put that down. So the upfront cost, like I said, that's going to be the $250 application fee. That goes to get the company completely Google Guarantee verified. The things that they're looking for on this application is they're looking to see if you have any felony convictions in the last 7 years. If you don't, then you're going to be completely good to go. With that being said, fantastic. That makes me really happy to hear that, because that what that means is that you're going to get approval pretty quickly. Okay. Now, with that being said, the cool thing about the guaranteed leads is they're coming directly to you. So you're only paying per qualified lead. For example, when somebody goes to the guaranteed section on Google, they're going to go there, they're going to look at HVAC contractors, they're going to see that you come up as a top recommended option. From there, they will go ahead and be reaching out to you directly. Now, what Google does in order to ensure that you're getting qualified leads is they go ahead and they do assign a Google call tracking phone number that is very specific to your business. So what I mean by that is the call tracking number is going to be only for your company and all the calls are recorded in order to ensure that you're actually getting qualified leads. So, for example, if somebody calls you and they happen to be asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, that is not considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Oh, well, hold on. Let me ask you, because I'm a general contractor as well as air conditioning contractor. Okay. So,
okay.
Yes, and what I do is I do all of it.
Because
I get bored. I get bored stuck doing one thing. No, I really do.
I love that though. I love that you're a go-getter. That's why I'm laughing, because you said I get bored. Like are really about making sure you chase your paper. I love that.
Yeah. And, so how does that put me in as far as Google and them asking, they're going to be qualified. I mean,
mm-hmm.
This is how I work. There's nothing too small or too big
mm-hmm.
for me.
Okay.
I don't mind doing small things, because I believe that one little small thing
mm-hmm.
can lead into something big.
Yep.
Because,
you know,
I guarantee my work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the lowest price around. And I make friends out of my customers.
Nice.
I know there's going to be one out there that just absolutely you cannot please.
It's
but
a bonehead
okay.
that you will never be
it's
able to please.
It's a bonehead.
Right. Exactly. But that's
so,
okay.
But
we
yeah,
love them too.
Okay. we love them too. You know, so I don't want to limit myself to anything.
I understand.
So how
we
would
can
that
qualify
play
you.
Out?
Yeah, I'm gonna go into everything. So there's a cost per lead that's associated with each vertical. Now, I'm really glad that you let me know that you're offering service for two different verticals. So that's what Google calls it when it's like a category. So general contracting covers certain keywords. HVAC covers certain keywords. So I'm gonna go over the general contractor just to make sure that you're offering these things, because sometimes what's listed in here may not be what you're actually serving, and we can get you qualified for a different vertical that's a little more specific. So for the Google Guarantee, the qualified keywords are accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, and other. Are you offering a lot of those services?
All of it.
Beautiful. Okay, so the way that it works is like this. To get you qualified for each vertical, it's going to require different licensing, but you said that you're already bonded, so that's good. Give me just 1 second to pull this up and make sure that you have the specific licenses that are needed. That way there's no confusion. Okay. I grew up in Apple Valley.
Oh, nice. I like Apple Valley.
Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, so for the HVAC, it requires the California State Warm Air HVAC License, C20. You have that?
Yes.
Okay, And then for the general contractor, let me see what the requirement is. Because sometimes the requirement is different for this than it is even for the state. And I know that sounds crazy, but the thing is Google can make whatever requirement they want because they're the ones backing you, you know?
Right.
So for the GC, what you need is the California State Class B General Building Contractor's License. You have that also?
Yes.
Man, you are a go-getter. Look at you. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. So the way it works is like this. We would put that you want to be qualified for both of those verticals. It's still just a one-time upfront cost of the $250 application fee. Whether you have one employee or 20 employees or whether you're getting qualified for one vertical or 500 verticals, it's up to you. So they only charge the application fee one time in order to get everything going. Now, with that being said, the cost per lead for general contracting leads in your area is $100 per lead, per qualified lead, okay?
Okay, now, once I get that qualified lead and I don't get that customer, just in case, I mean, what happens to that 100? Is still going to keep it?
I'm going to go into exactly how all of that works first. Let me give you the numbers, and then I promise you I'm going to explain every single detail, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so general contracting leads cost $100. The minimum monthly budget for that is $1,304, and that's for 13 leads in the month. The HVAC leads are $50.67 per lead, and the minimum monthly budget for that is $661. Now, the way that it works is like this. If you choose to get qualified for both verticals and you have leads coming in for both verticals, then we only charge the highest minimum monthly budget. So we would charge the $1,304 to begin the leads, and the way that it works is you would get an even mix of both HVAC and general contractor leads. The $1,304 or the $661, either way, gives you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads in one, and just to start the package. Now, conceivably, it could be done monthly. It's really up to you. So, for example, if you are a one-man band, if you're the guy or if you have crews, however it works, say you take on the first couple of leads, and then now you're booked out for 2 or 3 weeks, or you're booked out for 6 months, or whatever the case is, you can call in and pause the campaign. Wherever you pause the campaign financially is where it stops. So, for example, if you pause the campaign with $700 left in it, and you pause it there for 6 months, then that's where the campaign completely stops. The financial budget stays exactly where it's at, and this campaign is completely separate than what you already have going on with this. So this is above and beyond. It's considered an upgrade, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you choose to pause the campaign for any reason, it doesn't even matter why, we pause the campaign. If you choose to increase the leads, you want to increase the lead flow, you love the leads, they're coming in fantastic, this is exactly what you needed, and you want to increase the lead flow, we have the ability to increase the lead flow. If it's left at an idle, the way it idles is it will idle with coming in at 13 leads a month, approximately 3 leads a week. Okay?
Okay.
Again, completely customizable. Now, going back to your question, which is a very important question, I want to go ahead and address the other question. So qualified leads are very specific for Google, as well as unqualified leads. So an unqualified lead for Google is, for example, if somebody was calling and requesting a service that you don't provide that is not listed on your service profile. That is not considered a qualified lead. You would not be charged. Now, mind you, all the calls are being recorded for this specific service, and AI is listening. The reason that AI is listening is because they want to make sure that no unqualified calls are slipping through the cracks. Okay?
Okay.
Additionally, If somebody is asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your service profile, that is not considered a qualified lead. You would not be charged for the lead. If somebody is requesting to have any type of service outside of your service profile that's not listed on your service profile, so if you're only servicing San Bernardino County, somebody calls you from Orange County and you decline the job, you would not be charged for the lead. That is not a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
If they're requesting, if it's a sales or solicitation, a spam call, a robocall, any of those type of things are going to be considered unqualified leads. Okay? The only thing that Google actually considers a qualified lead is when the person makes contact with you and it is in fact a real request for a face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. Google considers that a qualified lead. They also consider it a qualified lead if the client, which is, this is probably pretty rare for what you're offering, but if the client is calling and they're requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, then that's considered a qualified lead.
Okay. Amy, so, sorry to interrupt you. What is this called again?
Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed. Mm-hmm.
And then you're the main contact person. I won't have to deal with nobody else.
I am one of the main contact persons. We're a very, very small department. The main person that you will be dealing with is myself and Ivan.
Okay.
And the only
Google Guaranteed Lead, is that what
Google
it's called?
Guaranteed Lead, exactly. I can send everything over via email to you as well. So the long and the short of it is, in order to get you qualified and up and moving, the only upfront cost on it is the one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. Like I said, it's going to be pretty easy uploading the documentation that you already have. And we go ahead and get the Google Guarantee approval for the verticals that you want. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then we call you to set the minimum monthly budget, and you pay the minimum monthly budget to turn the leads on. Once the leads are turned on, then you're in the complete driver's seat on that. If for any reason a call slipped through the cracks that was not qualified, say a sales or solicitation call slipped through or something along those lines, which again is very rare, you have access to the call recording through the local / dashboard just like we do. And you would simply say, this is an unqualified call, and we go ahead and dispute it and get the money back on it. It's not a problem. Again, it's very, very rare that I have even seen that happen, and disputing a call that is unqualified is not a problem at all. We get it taken care of right away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I love this program so much, Lamar, there's a couple of reasons. A, it is the best qualified lead program that there is out there. Google built this to trump Angie's Leads, Thumbtack, Porch House, Networks, all of the different pay-per-lead services. Google built this to trump those pay-per-lead services. It is direct, exclusive contact. The clients are contacting you directly. They're not contacting us, and then we're saying, hey, here's what we call a qualified lead. No, clients are contacting you directly, and if it's an unqualified lead, then you don't pay for the lead. Now,
okay.
Once you have the lead and the call, I want to just want really quick. Once you have the call, if you land the job or don't land the job, that's not what determines if it's qualified or not, okay? Because I know that was your main question.
Right. And then also, if they, let's say, heater,
mm-hmm.
My name would pop up, number one, when they go to Google.
It's going to pop up at the top in the Google Guaranteed section. It's going to pop up again within the local map on Google. Additionally, it also pops up in the local organic section down below the map, the ones that look like paragraphs. And you're
what
popping
number?
Up on Facebook. I can't promise you a specific number. Nobody can promise a specific number. What I can tell you is in the Google Guaranteed section, there's a max of 20 providers. A max of 20. They're very selective, and you qualify for the program. So once you're listed there, then we're able to begin the programming in order to ensure that you come closer to the top.
Okay.
You want to give it a shot?
I do, but I need to think about it because I have an operation coming up.
Okay.
And, so I'm going to be down. Mid-January is when the operation is going to be at, and then I'm going to be at least 6 months. I mean, I'm sorry, 6 weeks.
Okay.
With a sling on. That my dominant hand I don't have use of, so I won't be able to even assess any kind of jobs or even go on a ladder or anything like that. Or
right.
You know. I'm thinking.
Well, let me tell you the timeline. So the timeline for Google Guarantee approval, once you fill out the application and turn it in, is 4 to 8 weeks. So if you do choose to go ahead and take advantage of it now and let us process the application and get the approval for you, by the time you're good to go, your application is going to be processed and everything's going to be set up with the Google Guarantee. Now, the other thing is this, is say for some reason that you're approved early. Say you're approved in the first 3 weeks, and then we call you and we say, hey, Lamar, everything for Google Guarantee is completely approved, and you're not ready to start the leads yet, that's perfectly fine. You don't have to pay any money or start any leads until you're ready to start them. That's the beauty of the program. You're in the driver's seat on it. There's no automatic charge to this. So if we do get you processed earlier and Google happens to go ahead and approve you any sooner, then you simply let us know that you're not ready to move forward on it yet. And when you are ready to move forward on it and you want to cut the leads on, you're already approved. The approval process is what takes the longest.
Okay. Let's do it, Amy. But I just want to do the air conditioning for now.
Okay. This is my suggestion to you, is I would go ahead and get the approval for both. If you're going to do the application once, you might as well just go ahead and get the approval for both if you have the licensing for both. And then when you're ready to start, you could even just start the HVAC. When you're ready, you may have approval for all of it. And then, hey, you know what? I only want to start HVAC February 2nd. Okay? But my suggestion to you is get the approval one time for all the things that you want to be approved for, and then you can pick and choose. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You don't have to. We can only approve you for the HVAC.
And I won't be charged unless I say go?
I promise you, you will not be charged unless you say go. And everything is done on a recorded line here.
And is this a contract, or is this
no contract, sir. Just like everything here at Local Splash, it's all done month to month. And again, you only are charged when you agree to have the monthly charge started. Okay. So, and that would be the upfront activation cost. If you choose to do it, then you would say, I want to start the HVAC lead. You're going to pay the $661. Maybe in 6 months, you know what? I'm ready. I want to do some general contracting leads as well. Then you're going to up the ante for the minimum monthly budget. But again, it's only done once you agree to it. There is no automatic charge, and we talk with you before we charge any type of money. Once you're approved, we call you and say, okay, you're approved. Are you ready to go? If you're ready to go, then you say go. If you're not ready to go yet, then obviously you're going to say not quite yet.
Okay.
So I'm filling everything out here, and let me see. I have a card on file, a visa ending in 3773. Do I have your permission to charge the one-time $250 application fee to the card we have on file?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You're going to see that come through your invoice, and it's going to come through via email to you as well. That is a 100% tax write-off on your end of year business taxes, okay?
Okay.
Additionally, what are your hours of operation?
Hold on. I'm writing everything down that you can tell me.
I'm going to send it all over to you in email.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry, because I'm going to send you over two different emails right now.
Okay, and then what was your question?
Hours of operation.
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 to 12.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8 to 12. Got it.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, by appointment only.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then you do already have the custom my site with us. Okay, that's good. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send over the initial email that's going to say, and what it's going to say is it's going to say Google Guarantee in it. It's going to have all of the exact details of what we've discussed. The second one is going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application. Okay. Now, with the Google Guarantee application, it's going to be very easy. You can upload the documents from your phone, or you can upload them directly from your, if you prefer to do it on a computer. So we send it over via text as well as via email. Okay?
Okay.
Additionally, it's going to ask in there for minimum monthly budget, and you're going to put the higher budget it just requests the minimum monthly budget. Again, we're putting all the numbers in on the back end, and nothing is going to start until you're absolutely ready, and I will give you that for each individual vertical. It will be included in both emails. Now, I'm going to give you over the weekend to complete this application. What time, Monday or Tuesday, or the day of your choosing, would you like to have your onboarding call for this? That conversation takes about 20 minutes. We block off a half hour of the time that's most convenient for you.
I'm checking the calendar right now. Oh, I have to get my reading glass. Hold on.
Take your time.
Open Monday.
Okay. What time?
10 o'clock.
You got it. I'm going to go ahead and put it in for between 10 and 10:30 a.m. You're going to see it come across your Google Calendar as GG Onboarding Call. I will be contacting you from our 877 number with the agent, Ivan, to go ahead and give your onboarding call and get it started. At that point, the only thing they're doing is reviewing the application. So if for any reason the application is not completed by that time, then we would have to postpone the call until it is completed, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's going to be coming over to you right now. And then, again, you will see the two emails come through to you as well. I'm going to send out a text with my direct phone number and extension line, as I will be the lead on the account here and point of contact for you. If you have any questions or you need any help with the application, then I'll be delighted to help you. That's coming through to you right now. We can even do a video call in the event that you found that you needed a little more explanation or help with anything. I am available to do that as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me?
I think you've covered pretty much everything. I mean, if I think of something, I'll call you. What's your number?
I just sent it over to you via text, but it's 877.
Okay. Okay.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay.
My extension is 224.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, Amy.
You're so welcome. We'll talk with you later.
Okay. Talk to you later. Have a nice
day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.